With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. International arrivals in the first quarter of 2024 reached 97% of 2019 levels, according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization and Simenis Storm. Despite economic and geopolitical challenges, tourism is recovering with the national occupancy rate at 60.3% in May of 2024. Here's the Hospitality Association of Namibia's CEO, Gita Petzold.
What is very interesting to see is that our Central European market keeps on growing. More than 37% of all our guests still come from the German-speaking countries. That's now Austria, Switzerland and Germany, but also a very healthy increase in the travelers from France, Italy and the Benelux countries. So that market still keeps on growing and is very satisfactory for us to see. Unfortunately, we have seen a decline in the Namibian travel from 20-odd percent in the past to only 17% in May this year. Clear indication that Namibians are suffering financially and that luxury items such as travel are no longer on their itinerary. But we are still hoping for growth, especially in other markets.
The Minister of Finance and Public Enterprises, Ipumbu Shimi, says trade fairs and expos provide a platform for businesses and communities to interact and find ways to better their everyday lives. Shimi was speaking during the 14th edition of the Inanna Expo fundraising gala dinner held on Saturday. The families of two South African engineers who have been held in Equatorial Guinea close to 17 months now will be handing over a formal request to the President of the Pan-African Parliament, President Fortune Churumbira, in Midrand today. Spokesperson Sean Murphy says the families will also stage a peaceful demonstration.
The Pan-African Parliament is the legislative and oversight arm of the African Union. Frick and Peter are citizens of the African continent, where they have lived and worked all their lives. The Pan-African Parliament's mandate is to protect the human rights of all the continent's citizens, and we are therefore humbly asking for their assistance in freeing these two innocent men.
Nationwide protests in Kenya against government tax hike plans have resulted in over 200 injuries and more than 100 arrests. Human rights groups, including Amnesty International, reported a violent crackdown by riot police involving tear gas, water cannons and rubber bullets, with at least 105 protesters detained. Future Media's Chopara Chopara reports from Kenya.
Today marks day 4 of the ongoing 7 days of protests, where Gen Z's activists are set to visit MPs who backed the bill, a warning of potential consequences at the polls. Kenya's Autonomous Policing Oversight Committee has launched an inquiry into the death of demonstrator Rex Masai, shot dead during the anti-tax protests in Nairobi, fueling public outrage and scrutiny over law enforcement's actions using live ammunition during the demonstrations. Further investigations are underway concerning kidnappings and demonstration instigators. The influence of Generation Z, initially underestimated, has caught President William Ruto's attention, prompting promises of dialogue.
And finally, Paris will have its first direct subway connection to one of its airports as a new metro line opens on 24 June. The airport extension enters service just ahead of the Olympic Games, when millions of visitors are set to arrive in the French capital. Ross Cullen reports.
Unlike London and New York, Paris has until now not had a direct subway connection to any of the three airports that serve the French capital. All are accessible by mainline train, but the new Line 14 extension of the Paris Metro now links all the airports to the city centre. It provides a timely connection with just 1 month to go until the 2024 Olympic Games get underway in the French capital, with millions of travellers expected to visit throughout the summer.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.